you know, with all of that. I just want to honor him with what he's put in my heart. From some thoughts of Joshua chapter number 4. Let's start in the first verse, and I'll read probably the first line, and then I'm going to jump down and read some at the end. It says in Joshua chapter 4, first verse, and it came to pass, and all the people were clean past over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest he that stood of Herm 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared, and of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with him unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones, in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which carried the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. Then notice verse 19. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first hut, and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, where the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever, that is eating a portion of Joshua chapter number 4. Every is an amazing thing. Every has a power to affect us in so many ways. There are times that just a memory will bring up a smile to your face. And then sometimes a memory brings tears to your eyes. They have such amazing power to affect us and touch us in all of our lives and our hearts. We often on occasion sing that old hymn about precious memories, how they flood our souls. And I realize that those that some memories are precious, that some memories are painful. There are things that we deal with in memories of our mind and heart. I honestly realized today that there are things that we struggle as we get older in remembering. I realize that as we get a little older, we don't cling to some things that we once did. I remember talking with my mom a while back, and I mentioned something about happened when we were younger. And mom said, "You know, I don't remember about that." She's 93, almost 94 years old. And there are things that she don't remember as well. There are times that she'll tell me something, and just a little later she'll tell me again. She'll ask me a question, and then the next time we talk, she'll ask again. The memories over time seem to fade. I believe that is one reason that the Lord kept emphasizing to the children of Israel about remembering, about 10 times in the book of Deuteronomy, God tells them to not forget. God keeps saying, "I want you to remember. I don't want you to forget certain things." So throughout the book of Deuteronomy, That is what Moses was doing. He was reminding them of things that God wanted them to remember. And even back in the book of Exodus, God, whenever they were getting ready in chapter 12 to offer the Passover lamb, and God told Moses to tell the people, to teach their children about it, said that in time to come, their children would ask, what does this sacrifice mean? And he said, Moses, dare to teach them about it. In Deuteronomy, again, Moses rehearses the law. And he says something similar. And in days to come, when your children ask their fathers, what do these statutes mean? Then tell them that God has given it to you. And now in Joshua 4, God does the same thing again. The third time, God has told Joshua, I want you, when the priest stepped in the Jordan and the waters rolled back, I want 12 men, one out of each tribe, to go into the midst of the Jordan, get a rock, and on their shoulders, they carry that rock and set it on the shore where they'll camp. Then twice he says, there'll come a time when children will ask their fathers, what do these stones mean? Then they need to tell them, to let them know. So the Lord is emphasizing to them, setting up a memorial to teach their children and their families. He wasn't just telling them to set up some stones just to mark certain land or anything. But he was saying, set up these stones so that it'll be a memorial to you, to your children, to your families, for the generations to come. I've said these things because we need some memorial stones in our own lives and families. But we need to establish some things in our own homes and for our own families. That'll be a reminder down through the years about some things of God. Because we also tend to forget. We also get forgetful about the things that we ought to remember. So he says that these stones are to be set up so that when they ask, that they'll tell them. So I want to just talk a little bit on this, of what these things mean. I want to talk about what these things really mean. First of all, I believe these stones were a testimony of a faithful God. Says in verse 21, that he said to the children of Israel, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what made these stones? Then ye shall let your children know. Say, Israel, sing over this Jordan on high land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over. As the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. It was a testimony of a faithful God. That word Lord, I've often said it. That word Lord, when you see it in all capital letters, talking about the covenant-keeping God, talking about Jehovah, talking about the one that has made a covenant with Israel and will do what he says. I remind you again what the Lord said back in Exodus 12. They had not left Egypt. They were just at the time of the Passover. And God says this, and it shall come to pass when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. Notice the Lord said, when ye be come to the land. They've not even gone out of Egypt. But God has already promised them that you're going to be in the land. They went through a whole lot in there. They traveled in the wilderness. They got to Kadesh Barnea. Sent the spies in and they wouldn't go in the land. So they wandered for 40 years. But now, they're in the land. Joshua has led them across Jordan and they're in the land. Just like God said. Sometimes it takes a while for God's plan to all work out. But what God has promised, he is faithful to do. He'll do just what he said. So it reminded him of a faithful God that brought him out of Egypt. It reminded them of a faithful God that brought them through the wilderness. Chris mentioned it in teaching how that God gave them food to eat, water from the rock. God gave them quail from the heavens. It says their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. God provided all the journey. They went through some hard days, tough days, but God was faithful to get them to the land. I want to tell you something, folks. He needs to set up some memorial stones in our families and remind our children and grandchildren about the faithfulness of God, teaching them that just as God was faithful to the children of Israel, God has been faithful to us. God brought us out of bondage to sin. God saved us by His amazing grace. God has carried us through a wilderness world, supplied our needs, provided what we've had need of. God has always been faithful. Thank God I can say to Moss Hamley, that there is a faithful God. Don't ever forget that. And that's what Joshua, God is telling Joshua, drive it home. That when children begin to ask and say, what are these tones all about? Tell them that if there is a faithful God. But then secondly, it is also a testimony to a forgetful generation. I said earlier that we often tend to forget. I was with Dennis Steele on Wednesday while he had his lithotripsy, and we were just fading. And somehow we got talking about remembering and forgetting. And I made the statement, I said, I go to town, I have to make a list of all the places I'm to go and what I'm to pick up. I said, if I don't, I'll forget something. And they laughed and said, we got to do all that as well. I'm even bad to make me a list and forget the list at home. I've even been so afraid I would, I'd take a picture of it and have it on my phone just in case I forgot it. I'm just saying, as you grow older, we tend to forget things. But we do it spiritually as well. Our lives get out of focus, as we've already heard. Sometimes we get to looking around at other things and we forget what we ought to remember. There is an eye condition called myopia. Myopia simply is nearsightedness. Sometimes they call it short-sightedness. It is the idea that you can focus on things that are close better than things at a distance. Then there is, I believe, a spiritual myopia that we often have. Sometimes we forget about what God is waiting us under. And our focus gets on what we're going through right now. We get our eyes on our world. We get our eyes on our problems. We get our eyes on things that are happening right now. And we miss seeing what God has got planned for our lives. But those stones that they set up, they were to remind them that they don't forget about the power of God. Because the God that rolled past the waters of the Red Sea, rolled back the waters of the Jordan River, and they were able to cross over on dry land. I want to tell you, I've had God to roll back some raw waters for me. I have had some things in my life that seemed like they were impassable. Seemed like they were impossible. But God made a way. God opened up a path. And God got me through it. It is a reminder of the power of God. Are they going to be done? Why, yes, they are. Because just over the hill is a city called Jericho. And it's got some massive walls. Beyond Jericho, there's land that's got giants in it. And God has said, I want you to take the land. So they need to remember the power of God. The same God that rolled past the waters, He is the same God that can defeat the giants and the walls of Jericho. I want to tell you, we need that reminder. Sometimes I run into something and the old enemy slips up beside me and says, I think this one's a little too big. I think this one may not be able to get by. But then I remember how God in the past has done some amazing, amazing things. So it is a reminder of God's power. I can just imagine some father or grandfather walking down by the river with a son or daughter or grandchild, and that child looks up and says, Father or grandfather, what is that pile of stones there? What's that all about? And the father or grandfather may take them by the hand and sit down on a stone and put them on his lap. Said, let me just tell you about it, hey. Back yonder, whenever we had come out of the land of Egypt, facing the Jordan River, and seemed like there was no way to get across. But God had the priest in the Ark of the Covenant to step in the waters. And the waters parted and they were dried up. And we crossed over on dry land, reminding those children of the power of God. Because those kids are going to grow up and they're going to face their own battles. And they're going to face their own giants. And they're going to raise their own family. And they need to pass it on to their kids. Kind of getting a little ahead of myself, but I'll just go ahead and jump there. Those stones are the testimony of a family whole. You see, the Lord's aim was that the testimony of His faithfulness, His love, His power, His patience, His goodness, that it would all be passed on to the future generations. I ask the question today, if we in this generation, if we fail to pass them on, if we fail to teach our children and grandchildren, if we fail to instill in the hearts of boys and girls and teenagers here, what's it going to be when this generation's gone? If Jesus doesn't come and the next generation comes along, you see, God wanted it taught so that every generation would carry it on and on and on and on. You see, that's the family goal. How do children learn to trust the Lord because they see mom and dad trusting the Lord? How do children learn to worship God They see mom and dad worshiping God. How do children learn to be faithful to the house of God and the things of God? As they see mom and dad faithful to the house of God and the things of God. You see, if time lasts, time goes on, there's going to come a day Alice and I will be off the scene of action. There will come a day, if time lasts, Jesus doesn't come. I believe He's coming soon. But there's going to come a time, if it goes on, I'll be gone. Alice will be gone. You older ones, you'll slip off the scene of action. But I want to leave some things behind. That as my kids grow and my grandchildren grow, that they'll say, you know what, I remember Dad, how he was faithful to the house of the Lord, how he served the Lord. I remember how he preached. I remember the things that he taught me. I remember the example that he set. I want them to remember those things. Don't you want them to remember that about you? I was just a little boy when my grandma Tyson died. I was a young teenager, 14, I think, when Grandpa Tyson died. Both of them loved the Lord, served the Lord faithfully. I can remember them as a little boy setting the example of what it was to me to serve and honor God. I thank God for that kind of a heritage. I ask you today, and I'm winding down, how about your stones? Have you got some stones of memory? Have you got some things established in your home and your family that you can say, you know, I want my kids, I don't want them to ever forget this. I don't ever want them to forget what's important and what's of value. I don't want them to get past that. Whenever the time comes, Lord, the Lord would happen to call me home. I want them to remember this. I've told the story before, and I'll share it again if you'll just bear with me. I remember a day after my dad had retired from pastoring. I remember a day that he had me to come down and do some things around the house with him. And I went down and I was getting ready to leave. And Daddy said, Tony, I want to show you something. And he walked across the road. He said, I want to show you the corners of the land that I own, the property. And he walked across the road and just down in the weeds a little bit. He said, now that's the corner right there. He said, the line runs across here. It kind of goes above the road and in the gully. And it goes down here and told me where the corner was down there. I remember saying, Daddy, why are you telling me all this? You know, there's times you can show me the lines and the corners some other time. I've never forgot what he said. He said, Tony, there's going to come a day I'll not be here. And when I'm gone, I want you to know where the lines and the corners are. Thought a lot about that. here's going to come a day the Lord Terry's coming. I won't be here, and I want my kids, I want my family to know where the lines and the corners are. I want them to know that God says right here some places you ought not be, some things you ought not do, some ways you ought to live. I want them to know the corners for this life. What kind of memorial stones are you leaving for your family? Are you leaving the testimony of a faithful God? Don't be forgetful about what's important and what matters. Make that your family goal. I know it's Father's Day, but this is a message for all of us. For moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, for all of us. Some may say, well, preacher, I'm not married. Or kind of like Molly and Terry, just really married. But these are some things you can establish in your heart now. And say, Lord, as time comes and I have a family, help me to remember these things that I'll never forget. That's the message of my heart. That's what the Lord said to share with you today. Brother Kevin, would you give us a song? There might be somebody today that's here in the house of the Lord, and the Lord has touched your heart. Maybe He has spoken to you about something in your life that you need to come. And maybe just say, Lord, would you help me to set up some markers, set up some stones, some memorials to my family that they'll know what's right. And they'll be faithful to the things of God. There could be any number of reasons the Lord has spoken to your heart. And if He has, this altar's open for you. While we stand and while we sing.